好，感谢主，我们下午来学习谁能够站得住。
And thank God that this afternoon we will study who can stand.
啊，我们会想啊，到底在什么情况之下啊，我们会问这个问题呢？
And so we must wonder at what point in our times might we ask this
啊，当
question?
然就是在神愤怒啊的时候，谁能够站得住啊？
And of course, it is when God gives us judgment who can stand.
啊，因为神在愤怒的时候啊，表示神要审判的时候。
Because when God is in judgment, that means God will,
他在生气的时候，神在愤怒的时候，啊，那谁能够站得住呢？
And so when God is angry and God is giving judgment, who can stand?
啊，所以我们要来查考圣经里面有告诉我们有几种人是可以站得住的。
And so let's take a look at the Bible to see the few types of people who can stand.
所以给我们今天有非常好的一个参考跟学习。
So it gives us a lot of good reflection and learning today.
第一种人呢？
The first person.
我们来请看诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalms.
诗篇。
Psalms.
76篇。
Chapter 76.
诗篇七十六篇第七节。
Psalms 76, verse 7.
唯独你是可畏的，你怒气一发，谁能在你面前站得住呢？
You yourself are to be feared, and who may stand in your presence when once you are angry?
第八、第九，你从天上使人听判断，神起来施行审判，要救世上一切谦卑的人。那时地就惧怕而静默。
Verse 8, you caused judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still. 9, when God arose to judgment to deliver all the oppressed of the earth.
好，所以在这里呢，诗篇亚萨在这里写的诗歌。
And here it is a psalm that's written by Asaph.
他说，当神的愤怒一发的时候，谁能够在神面前站得住呢？
And he asked that once God is angry, who can stand in his presence?
当然，神的愤怒就是在他审判的时候。
And God gives that when he is providing judgment.
他审判的时候，谁能够站得住，承受这样的审判呢？
And who can withstand such a judgment?
因为每个人都是有软弱，每个人都有犯罪。
Because everyone has weaknesses, everyone has committed sin.
我们很怕神审判就会来刑罚让我们付出代价。
And we are afraid that when God gives us judgment, that he will give us doom.
所以呢，在第九节这里就告诉我们说，神起来施行审判，要救地上一切谦卑的人。
So in verse 9, it says that when God arose to judgment, he delivers all the oppressed of the earth.
地面上一切谦卑的人他们就会承认自己的错误。
All the oppressed on the earth will admit their own wrongs.
因为我们人在神面前没有一个义人。
Because among us there is no one who is righteous.
每一个人在神面前一旦审判，都会显出我们每一个人的软弱。
And when everyone is examined, then everyone's weaknesses will be shown.
所以传道书里面就有一句话说，世上没有一个义人连一个都没有。
So in the book of Ecclesiastes, it mentions that there is no one who is righteous, not one person on earth.
那既然没有一个义人，
and since there is no one who is righteous,
所以我们到神面前接受审判的时候都是害怕的。
So when we are facing judgment by God, we are all afraid.
那我们要如何能够站得住呢？
So who can withstand?
这里特别说神在审判的时候特别要救地上一切谦卑的人。
And in here it says that those who are humble, they will be rescued.
这种谦卑的人就是能够在神面前承认自己的软弱。
And these oppressed or humble are those who can admit their own wrongdoings.
因为是谦卑，所以他愿意一切都听照神的吩咐去做。
Because they are humble, therefore they will listen to all the things that God tells them to do.
他就不敢自以为是有智慧的人。
And they will not assume that they are people who are right.
我们来看箴言第三章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章第五节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
我们看第七节。
Verse 7.
不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
Do not be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil.
所以说你说不要自以为有智慧。
So here it says, do not be wise in your own eyes.
也不要依靠自己的聪明。
And do not rely on your own understanding.
这种人啊，他就会谦卑到神的面前来然后来承认自己的软弱。
So this kind of person will be humble before the Lord and admit their own wrongdoings.
他就会敬畏神。
And so there, then he will revere God.
所以呢，我们今天呢，要在神面前审判的时候，要能够站得住脚，就是首先要承认自己是软弱的。
So in order to stand before God, the first thing we must do is to admit that we are weak.
那这样子，我们才有办法在神面前站得住脚。
And then we will have a chance to withstand the judgment of God.
我们来看挪亚哈，就是一个最好的例子。
And we look at Noah; he is the best example.
当时候挪亚的世代啊。大家都行恶。
And at the time of Noah's generation, everyone was committing sin.
所思想的都是恶。
Everything they thought about was sin.
所以呢，从思想到行动都是恶，当然也就是全部都是恶了，就是惹神的愤怒。
And so because their thoughts all the way to their actions are all about sin, therefore they encountered God's wrath.
所以神要审判，神要刑罚。
So God wanted to judge them, God wanted to punish them.
但是我有看到挪亚他在神面前是一个义人。
But God saw Noah as a righteous person.
那我们从哪些方面来看出挪亚是义人呢？
So in what ways can we see Noah's righteousness?
这个义人绝对不是随便说称他为义人呢。
It is not just randomly that God said that he was righteous.
我们来看挪亚有几个表现，真的看出他是一个义人，他是一个谦卑的人。
And there is a few of his actions that show that he was a humble, righteous person.
我们来看《创世纪》第六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6.
第九节。
Verse 9.
创世纪第六章第九节。
Genesis chapter 6, verse 9.
挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。
This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God.
这里特别记载，当时的世代都是罪恶。
And here it refers that at the time the whole world was in sin.
但是只有挪亚是这个义人。
But only Noah was a righteous person.
那我们这里看到第一个特征。
And we see the first characteristic of Noah.
就是挪亚与神同行。
And that is Noah walked with God.
所以呢，第一个要他能够当义人的原因，就是因为他能够与神同行。
And so the first reason why Noah was able to be righteous was because he walked with God.
与神同行就是说他所思想的都是有关于神的事情。
And to be walking with God means that everything he thought of was regarding God.
他所做的也都是神的事情。
And everything he did was God's work.
他所做的都没有违背神的旨意。
And all of his works did not go against God's words.
而且与神同行就可以与神同心。
And because he is walking with God in actions, therefore he is walking with God in his heart.
然后他能够与神谈谈讲话。
And then he could talk with God.
所以这样今天我们要常常读圣经。
So that is why today we must always read the Bible.
我们要常常祷告。
We must always pray.
那这就是我们要与神同行的基本方法。
Then this is the most basic ways that we can walk with God.
所以这是挪亚他为什么在神面前能够称为义人呢？
So how was Noah able to become a righteous person in front of God?
因为他能够与神同行。
It was because he was able to abide in heart with God.
与神同行了。
Oh, sorry, to walk with God.
好，那是第一个特征。
And so that is the first requirement.
那第二个，他为什么也称为义人？
And second is why was he considered a righteous person?
在第十四节所记载的。
And it is recorded in verse 14.
神说我要毁灭这个世代的人呢。
God says that I will punish the people of this earth.
但是十四节说你要用来造一个方舟啊。
But in verse 14 it says that he must create an ark.
然后造方舟的方法是怎样怎样怎样。
And this is the way that he must create the ark.
而这个时候挪亚完全遵照神的吩咐。
And here, Noah fully followed God's will.
他相信神的话。
He believed in God's word.
相信神说要毁灭这世代，一定会毁灭。
He believed that God will, that when God said that he will punish the world, he will do it.
那他就相信神的话。
So he believed in God's words.
那神叫他造方舟，他就去造方舟。
So when God told him to create the ark, he built it.
所以呢，这个相信而顺服，这也是一种义人的表现。
So this belief and this trust is also the actions of a righteous person.
所以呢，我们看挪亚哈，他就乖乖的去造方舟啊。
And so we see Noah obediently built this ark.
我们知道当时的世代哈，还是一个没有大气层没有被破坏的时候，还没有下过雨呀。
And we know that according to the Bible that at this time the firmament has not been broken yet, so the earth has never had rain.
然后也没有真的有过洪水的这种泛滥。
And it's never had a situation where it's had a flood.
可是神却说我要用要来毁灭这个世代。
But God says that I must destroy this generation.
那你要造方舟。
Therefore you must build this ark.
所以呢当挪亚在造方舟的时候一定会被当所有世代的人嘲笑。
And so at the time when Noah was building this ark, he must have been laughed at by the people.
他会告诉当所有的人说神要毁灭世代所以要造方舟。
And he must have told the people that God is going to punish the world, therefore I am building this ark.
可是当时候一定会笑他。
But at the time, people must have mocked him.
神要毁灭世代，怎么可能呢？哇，这个天气那么好，怎么可能会有洪水呢？
They must have thought, oh, God wants to punish us. How can that be? The weather is so nice. How can there be a flood?
你在造方舟，不是造个玩具吗？这个有用吗？
You're building a toy. Does this have any use at all?
所以他一边造方舟，一边也会被嘲笑啊。
So at the same time as he was building an ark, he must have been mocked.
但是他仍然继续造方舟。
But he still built this ark.
这就是他被神称为义人的原因。
And so this is why God said that he was righteous.
因为他能够相信神的话。
Because he was able to believe God's word.
然后他也遵照神的话。
And then he followed God's words.
然后去造了方舟。
And then he built the ark.
不管当时的人如何嘲笑。
Regardless of the mocking of people at the time.
所以他被称为义人不是没有原因的。
Therefore, it is not for no reason that God called him righteous.
第三个，我们说他是个义人因为他会照顾全家人的信仰。
And the third reason why we call him righteous is because he knew how to protect the faith of his whole family.
当方舟造好以后。
After the ark was built,
神就告诉挪亚
God told Noah,
你要带你的太太，还有你三个孩子，还有三个媳妇，一家八个人呢，要进入方舟里面来躲避，得到安全。
God told him, you must take your wife, your three sons, and their three wives, and enter into the ark to be protected.
我们看十八节
Let's turn to verse 18.
我却要与你立约，你同你的妻，与你的儿子，还有你的媳妇。都要进入方舟。
But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you.
我们说挪亚是个义人。
We say that Noah was a righteous man.
所以他不是只是拯救自己而已。
So he did not only rescue himself.
他要拯救他的太太。
He wanted to rescue his wife.
拯救他的儿子。
He wanted to rescue his sons.
拯救他的媳妇。
He wanted to rescue his sons'
wives. 所以这才是个义人的表现。
And so this is a behavior of a righteous person.
所以呢，一个义人绝对不会只是照顾自己而已。
So a righteous man will not just rescue himself.
不会说只要我平安就好了，你们即使不关我的事。
He will not just say, as long as I'm peaceful, who cares about you?
但是义人不会这样想。
A righteous man will not think that way.
义人一定想尽办法要劝他的家人跟他一起进方舟来得到平安。
The righteous man will be thinking, how can he have his family enter the ark so that they can have peace as well?
所以后来真的他的妻子还有三个儿子还有三个媳妇都一起进入方舟了。
And so truly at the end, him, his wife, his sons, and his daughters-in-law were all able to enter the ark.
这就是义人的表现。
And so this is the behavior of a righteous person.
所以后来他才能够在神面前站得住。
And so at the end, he was able to stand before God.
神的愤怒来了。
When God's judgment came,
神的愤怒来了。
When God's punishment came,
神的愤怒 anger,
anger came.
那神的愤怒来了，神的审判也来了。
When God's anger came, God's judgment came as well.
那神的毁灭也来了。
And God's punishment came as well.
毁灭
destruction came as well.
所以满地都是下大雨，然后就造成洪水泛滥。
And so all the world was covered in water, and there was great destruction.
然后所有的生物全部都淹没在水底下而死亡。
And then all the animals were underneath the water and then died.
全世界全部都死了。
And everyone in the world was died.
啊，连飞鸟也死了。
Even those in the birds in the air died.
但是只有方舟一家八个人，跟方舟里面的动物啊得到平安。
But only those eight people in the ark and the animals that were in the ark received peace.
这就是唯一挪亚一家人跟方舟里面的动物啊能够在神面前站得住啊。
And so this is why Noah and the people in the ark was able to withstand.
因为挪亚是谦卑顺服神的人。
Because Noah was one who was humble and believed in God.
好，那在第二种人呢、啊，会在神面前站得住人。
And let's take the second person who can say second type of person who can withstand the anger of God.
我们来看纳鸿书。
And let's look at the book of Nahum.
纳鸿书第一章。
Nahum chapter 1,
第六节
verse
6. 纳鸿书在小先知书弥迦书的后面。
And Nahum is in the minor prophets behind Micah.
纳鸿书第一章。
Nahum chapter 1,
第六节
verse 6.
第一章第六节，他啊，是指的神呢、啊、哈。神发愤怒，谁能立得住呢？他发烈怒，谁能当得起呢？他的愤怒如火倾倒，磐石因他而崩裂。
Verse 6, who can stand before his indignation, and who can endure the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him.
第七，耶和华本为善，在患难的日子为人的保障。并且认得那些投靠他的人。
The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him.
第八，但他必以仗义的洪水淹没尼尼微，又驱逐仇敌进入黑暗。
But with an overflowing flood, he will make an utter end of its place, and darkness will pursue his enemies.
这样同样的想到神的愤怒。
And so here it again records God's anger.
那么他愤怒的时候，他开始会有刑罚。还会有灾难。
And when he is angry, there will be action. He will also commit actions, and there will be destruction.
啊，有灾难来了以后呢，那谁能够站得住呢
？And when the day of destruction comes, who can withstand?
好，在这里第七节说哈，只有那个啊，神认得那些投靠他的人呐。
And in verse 7 it says that God knows those who trust him.
所以呢，什么人可以在神愤怒的时候站得住？
And so who in the time of anger can withstand God?
就是要投靠神的人啊。
And those who trust in God.
啊，投靠他啊，就是说啊，我们可以找神来当我们的避难所。
And to be trusting God means that we will go to God to become our stronghold.
啊，
our safe place.
啊，对，好像避难所就是啊，我们在大的风浪里面，却能够在避难所里面来得到平安。
And so it is as if it was a big storm, and we run into a place of refuge to receive peace.
所以这就是啊，能够投靠神的人呐、啊，就是来依靠神呐、啊，啊 ，rely on God 哈。
And so this is to trust in God to rely on Him.
所以呢，这就是啊，第二种能够在神愤怒的时候站得住脚的人。
And so this is the second type of person who can withstand when God is angry.
我们在世上会有很多的灾难。
In the world, there will be many disasters.
可能有一些是自然的灾难。
Some are natural disasters.
啊，像这次的疫情啊，已经泛滥到全世界啊，很多的一百多个国家。
For example, this pandemic right now has already spread to over 100 nations.
已经有一千多人都得到这个病。
一千多人
啊，10 million.
There's already 10 million people who have received who have
已经有啊几百万人因为这个病而死亡。
And there's many millions who have died.
但是我们只要依靠神。
But as long as we rely on God,
啊，神要在啊疫情当中也给我们平安。
Then during the pandemic, God will also give us peace.
因为他认得我们这些依靠他的人呐。
Because he knows those who trust in him.
啊，所以呢，今天我们呢啊，一定要常常来啊来寻找神，来求神来看顾我们。
So today we must constantly search for God and to look for Him to protect us.
所以呢，我们今天呢，一定要常常向神祷告。
So today we must constantly pray to God.
圣经说哈，神会差遣使者在我们的四周围安营来搭救我们。
And God, the Bible says that God will send His angels to protect us and to give us peace.
因为呢，我们依靠他的时候。
Because when we rely on Him,
那么我们就会得到他的给我们的平安。
Then we will receive His peace.
所以呢，我们今天一定要常常我们的心呢是要依靠神的，而不是依靠人呐。
So our hearts must rely on God and not on man.
因为呢，依靠人是靠不住的。
Because to rely on man is something that we cannot rely on.
人呢常常会有变化，人常常有很多的软弱。
Man will always have changes. Man will always have weaknesses.
但是只有神是我们最好的依靠。
But only God is our best reliance.
我们来看诗篇三十四篇。诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalms.
三十四篇。
34.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们请看第六节。
Verse 6.
三十四篇第六节。
Psalms 34, verse 6.
我这困苦人呼求，耶和华便垂听，救我脱离一切的患难。
This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him from all his troubles.
第七，耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人四围安营，搭救他们。
The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them.
第八，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him.
所以今天我们遇到任何患难的时候，一定要来依靠神，来投靠神。
When we run into all sorts of trouble, we must learn to rely on God to go to Him.
因为神会派他的使者在我们的四周围安营。
Because the angel of the Lord, God will send His angel of the Lord to encamp all around us.
来拯救我们
To rescue us.
这就是我们依靠神的人才能够站得住脚。
And this is why the we who rely on God will be able to stand before Him.
我们先来讲哈一个真正的历史故事。
And so let's take an example from history.
就是呢非利士人来攻打以色列人的时候。
And this is when the Philistines attacked the Israelites.
那么以色列人他们非常危险，可能会被会打死啊。
And this was the Israelites were very afraid because they were.The Philistines could defeat them.
但是他们赶快来依靠神。
But they quickly relied on God.
所以他们请撒母耳先知来为他们祷告。
So they asked the prophet Samuel to pray for them.
我们请看撒母耳记上第七章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记上。
1 Samuel.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第七章第七节。
First Samuel chapter 7, verse 7.
非利士人听见以色列人聚集在米斯巴，非利士的首领就上来要攻击以色列人。以色列人听见就惧怕非利士人。
Now when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel had gathered together at Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard of it, they were afraid of the Philistines.
第八，以色列人对撒母耳说。愿你不住地为我们呼求耶和华我们的神，救我们脱离非利士人的手。
So the children of Israel said to Samuel, Do not cease to cry out to the Lord our God for us, that he may save us from the hand of the Philistines.
第九
Verse 9,
撒母耳就把一只吃奶的羊羔献与耶和华做全身的燔祭，为以色列人呼求耶和华，耶和华就应允他。
Verse 9, And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. Then Samuel cried out to the Lord of Israel, for Israel, and the Lord answered him.
第十，撒母耳正献燔祭的时候，非利士人前来要与以色列人征战。当日耶和华大发雷声，惊乱了以非利士人，他们就败在以色列人面前。
Now Samuel was offering up the burnt offering. The Philistines drew near to battle against Israel, but the Lord thundered with a loud thunder upon the Philistines that day, so confused them that they were overcome before Israel.
十一节，以色列人从米斯巴出来，追赶非利士人，击杀他们，直到伯甲的下边。
And the 11. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and drove them back as far as below Beth-kar.
十二节，撒母耳将一块石头立在米斯巴和善的中间，给石头起名叫以便以谢，说到如今耶和华都帮助我们。
Verse 12, then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen and called his name Ebenezer, saying, thus far the Lord has helped us.
所以这里呢，非利士人要来攻击以色列人。
And so here the Philistines wanted to defeat the Israelites.
然后以色列人很害怕。
And so the Israelites were very afraid.
所以他们请撒母耳先知来为他们祷告，为他们献祭。
And so they asked the prophet Samuel to pray for them and to do sacrifice for them.
因为他们一定要依靠神啊。
Because they must rely on God.
要不然他们就被非利士人给消灭了。
Otherwise they will be destroyed by the Philistines.
那很奇妙的事情就发生了。
And then a miraculous thing happened.
当撒母耳还在献祭的时候。
While Samuel was still offering the sacrifice.
然后非利士人也来攻打以色列人啊。
Then the Philistines came to fight against Israel.
但是神啊，就大发雷声。
But then God sent a great thunder.
那么雷声就把非利士人给惊乱了，他们就乱七八糟了。
And then the thunder confused the Philistines, and so they became disorganized.
所以以色列人就可以打胜仗。
And that's why the Israelites were able to defeat them.
所以因为这样依靠神而得到了平安。
So because they relied on God, therefore they received peace.
后来撒母耳就把一块石头啊立在。立起来。
And then later on, Samuel put a stone and erected it.
然后就把这个石头叫做以便以谢。
And then he called the stone Ebenezer.
以便以谢哈，这是以便是石头，那以谢是帮助，所以这个以便以谢就是帮助的石头的意思。
And Ebed means rock, and Nezer means helped.So it just means that the rock represents that who has been helped.
所以呢，这个石头就有一个象征含义啊，就是说这是一个帮助的石头，表示神帮助我们啊。
And so therefore, this name has great meaning. It means that the rock has helped us, which means that God has helped us.
所以呢，我们知道依靠神的人就会得到平安。
And so therefore, we know that those who rely on God will receive.
所以我们家里哈也要准备一块石头，哎，这个石头叫做帮助的石头。
And so in our homes, we must also have a rock erected, and this is a rock that will help us.
我们就会想念到，我们依靠神一定会得平安的。
And then we will think that when we rely on God, we will certainly have peace.
我们就可以在神愤怒的时候也可以站得住脚。
And that when we have troubles, then we will certainly be able to withstand.
所以现在这个疫情虽然很严重。
So even though this pandemic is really severe.
但是我们依靠神。
But we rely on God.
我们就不用害怕。
Then we will not be afraid.
我们一定可以站得住。
Then we can withstand it.
好，这是第二种人。
So this is the second type.
我们再说第三种人呢、啊，也可以站得住脚的人。
And so who is the third type of person who can stand before God?
我们看约珥书。
Let's turn to
约珥 Job.
Job.
约珥书第二章。
Job chapter 2.
约珥书第二章十一节。
Job chapter 2 verse 11.
第二章十一节
Job chapter 2 verse 11
耶和华在他的军旅前发声，他的队伍甚大，成就他的命的是强盛者，因为耶和华的日子大而可畏，谁能当得起呢？
Now when Job's three friends heard of all this adversity that had come upon him, each one came from his own place. Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite.For they had made an appointment together to come and mourn with him and to comfort him.
12节
Verse 12.
耶和华说，虽然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我。
Joel.
约珥书。
Sorry, Joel, book of Joel. Joel chapter 2.
11节
Verse 11. Sorry.The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it?
十二节，耶和华说：虽然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我。
Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning.
十三，你们要撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服，归向耶和华你们的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔，不降所说的灾。
So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and great kindness, and he relents from doing harm.
14. 或者他转意后悔，留下余福，就是留下献给耶和华你们的神的数祭和奠祭，也未可知。
Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God?
啊，这里同样说啊，神的日子大而可畏。
And here it says again that the day of the Lord is of great weeping.
那么谁在神日子里面可以站得住脚呢
？So who can stand before God?
啊，就是啊，十二节说的人呢、啊，要禁食啊，要哭泣，要悔改的人、啊。
So what kind of person can withstand God on that day? And in verse 12 it says that those who fast and weep and mourn.
啊，所以叫撕裂心肠，代表是悔改的心智。
And so to rend your heart means that we will have a heart of repentance.
啊，而不要撕裂衣服啊！撕裂衣服是外表的形式，可是最重要的是内在的心要真正悔改。
And it says here to not rend your garments because garments is only the outward appearance. It's more important to rend your inner self.
所以这样的悔改的人呐、啊，就可以得到神啊的怜悯，而可以让我们站得住脚。
So it is that kind of person who can withstand to stand before God.
因为神是有怜悯、有慈爱的神。
Because God is a God who has mercy and love.
本来说要降灾害哦。
Before he meant to do harm.
但是我们赶快悔改。
But if we quickly repent.
所以神哈还会改变心意而降啊不降灾害给我们呐。
Then God will change his attitude and will no longer mean harm for us.
这就是神的怜悯啊。
So this is God's mercy.
所以呢，今天我们呢、啊，谁能够站得住脚
？So today, who can stand before God?
就是能够认罪悔改的人。
It is those who are able to admit their sins and repent.
甚至能够禁食啊，来哭泣啊，来向神祷告。
And those who fast and weep and mourn before God.
我们来看哦啊，尼尼微人就是一个最好的例子。
And we look at the people of Nineveh as the best example.
神差遣约拿先知、啊、去传警告。
God sent the prophet Jonah to give them warning.
告诉尼尼微人说，再过四十天，神要毁灭所有的尼尼微人。
And God, he sent a warning saying that in 40 days, God will destroy all the people of Nineveh.
我们来看约拿书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Jonah.
第三章。
Jonah chapter 3.
第二节、第一节
，Chapter 3 verse 1。
第三章第一节
，Jonah chapter 3 verse 1。
耶和华的话第二次临到约拿。
Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying,
你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。
Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and preach it to it the message that I tell you.
第三，约拿便照耶和华话起来往尼尼微去。这尼尼微是极大的城，有三日的路程。
So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a three-day journey in extent.
第四，约拿进城走了一日，宣告说：“再等四十天，尼尼微必倾覆了。”
And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk. Then he cried out and said, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown."
第五节，尼尼微人信服神，便宣告禁食，从最大的到至小的都穿麻衣。
So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaiming a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them.
第六，这信息传到尼尼微王的耳中，他就下了宝座，脱下朝服，披上麻布，坐在灰中。
Then word came to the king of Nineveh, and he rose from his throne and laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes.
第七，他又使人骗告尼尼微通臣说，王和大臣有令，人不可尝什么牲畜，牛羊不可吃草，也不可喝水。
And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, "Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink water."
第八，人与牲畜都当披上麻布，人要切切地求告神，个人回头离开啊所行的恶道，丢弃手中的强暴。
But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily to God. Yes, let every one turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands.
第九，或者神转意后悔，不发烈怒，使我们不至灭亡，也未可知。
Who can tell if God will turn and relent and turn away from his fierce anger that we may not perish?
第十，于是神查看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降与他们了。
Then God saw their works, and they turned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster that he said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it.
所以这里讲尼尼微人是一个最好的一个例子。
So here Nineveh was the great best example.
因为他们本来要被毁灭了。
Because they were going to be destroyed.
神都已经通过叫约拿去传这个警告，40天就要整个毁灭所有的尼尼微城。
And God had sent Jonah with that message, then 40 days, God will destroy Nineveh.
但是尼微城从上到下，从国王到百姓到牲畜，都禁食祷告。
But all the people of Nineveh, from the greatest to the least, all prayed to God.
他们向神悔改。
They fasted and they repented.
他们离开所行的恶道。
And they left their evil ways.
他们也不知道我们这样悔改，神会赦免我们吗？
And they did not know if by repenting that God will have mercy on them.
他们不敢向神要求什么了。
They did not dare to ask God for anything.
他们只能求神怜悯。
They only asked God for mercy.
但是神真的看到他们悔改了。
But God saw that they had repented.
看到他们已经离开恶道了。
And that he saw that they had left their evil ways.
所以就后悔了，不把灾祸降给他们。
And so he relented and did not have disaster come.
最后，尼尼微城的人可以站立得住啊。
And so then the people of Nineveh was able to stand before God.
所以今天我们在这个世界末日之前呢，也会有大的灾难。
So today, before the end of the world, that there will be a great disaster.
所以我们今天要赶快到神面前认罪悔改。
So today we must quicklycome before God, recognize your sin and repent.
也许我们没有像挪亚那么的好，在神面前是一个义人。
Perhaps we are not as righteous as Noah is.
我们可能没有像他那么好，能够带领全家人来到方舟里面。
Perhaps you are not as good as him and are able to bring our whole families into the ark.
可能我们也没有在病痛当中能够来投靠神。
Perhaps in our time of illnesses, we are not able to fully rely on God.
所以平常我们的行为可能不太好。
Perhaps our actions today is not very good.
但是现在呢，我们赶快悔改吧。
But today, let's hurry and repent.
承认我们过去的软弱。
To acknowledge our past weaknesses.
有悔改就有机会啊。
If we repent, then we have a chance.
就可以得到神的怜悯。
And then we can receive.God's mercy.
但是悔改的人没有资格要求神，你必须怜悯我。我们没有资格这样讲话。
But we do not dare say that you must have mercy on me.
我们只能说神啊，求你怜悯呐。
We can only ask God, please have mercy.
这是祈求的怜悯，而不是命令神必须怜悯我。这个完全不同的口气跟态度啊。
This is to ask for God for repentance, not to demand it, or to ask God for mercy, not to demand it. And this is a different attitude.
所以我们悔改的人只有谦卑的只有在神面前认错求神怜悯。
So all we can do is humbly repent and ask God to have mercy on us.
那么神会看我们的悔改的心到底是多少。
And then God will examine just how sincere our heart of repentance is.
如果看见我们真的悔改了。
If he sees that we truly repent,
不再行恶事啊！
That we no longer commit evil ways.
神也许真的怜悯我们，就不把灾祸降给我们了。
Then God may have true mercy on us and will not bring disaster upon us.
然后我们就可以站得住脚了。
And then we can stand before God.
这是尼尼微人给我们的很好的例子。
And so this is a good example that the people of Nineveh.
最后一种人呐。
And the last type of person
就是在神审判的时候还可以站得住脚的人
is this person who can still stand before God during his anger.
就是能够坚持信仰到底的人
is that those who are able to hold on to their faith until the end.
我们来看彼得前书
Let's turn to 1 Peter
第四章
Verse 4
17节
Verse 17
彼得前书第四章17节
First Peter chapter 4, verse 17.
第四章十七节。
Verse chapter 4, verse 17.
因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。若是先从我们起手，那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？
For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will we be?The end of those who do not obey the gospel of God.
18. 若是一人仅仅得救， 那不前进和犯罪的人将有何地可站呢？
18. Now if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear?
所以呢、啊、神要审判的时候，
So when God will、give judgment,
他从神的家开始审判，
He will first judge the people in God's
house. 而且义人、哦、可能仅仅得救而已、啊、
And even the righteous may barely be saved.
但是那些不前进跟犯罪的人是没有地方站得住脚的。
But those who are unrighteous or ungodly will not be able to stand before God.
所以今天、啊、我们反过来想。
So today, let's look at the other way.
在神审判的时候，我们要如何站得住脚？
If we want to stand before God on the day of His judgment,
当然就是要信从福音、啊、要坚持到底的人、啊、
Is that those are those who will be able to stand until the very end.
啊，就是能够相信福音的人呐、啊，相信真理的人呐、啊。
Those who can believe in the gospel, believe in the truth.
啊，要一直坚持到底啊。
And to be able to hold on to this until the end.
我们的信仰啊啊，不能够半途而废。
Our faith must not stop halfway.
啊，因为如果半途而废，那你前面的努力都是白费的，没有用的。
Because if it ends halfway, then all the work that you've done in the beginning was for in vain.
神也通过以西结先知啊啊，曾经发出一个信息。
And God has sent the prophet Ezekiel an image.
他说哈、哦，义人啊，你的行义一定要坚持到底啊。
And he says, right for you who are righteous.You must hold on to your faith until the end.
如果 你的义、啊、前面 90%、啊、的 时间，你生命的 90% 你都行义，但是最后 10% 你行恶了，那最后你还是被审判而导致死亡。
If you are righteous for 90% of your life, but at the last 10% you are unrighteous, then you will still be judged and you will not be able to stand.
你前面所行的那些行善的事、啊、完全没有被纪念。
All the righteousness that you have done at the beginning will not be remembered.
因为神要看的是最后你的结局是什么。
Because God wants to see what is your final result.
啊，如果你最后是行恶的结局，那你以前行的义完全没有用啊。
If you, at the end you are the one who is unrighteous, then all the righteousness you have done at the beginning will be for naught.
所以今天我们要行义哈啊，我们要坚持到底啊。
So today we must.Stand to the very end.
我们来看以西结书三十三章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel
三十三章。
Ezekiel chapter 33,
十二节。
Verse 12.
以西结书三十三章十二节。
Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 12.
人子啊，你要对本国的子民说，义人的义在犯罪之日不能救他，至于恶人的恶在他转离恶行之日也不能够使他倾倒，义人在犯罪之日也不能因他的义而存活。
Therefore you, O son of man, say to the people of, to the children and your, of your people, the righteousness of the righteous man shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall because of it in the day that he turns from his wickedness.Nor shall the righteous be able to live because of righteousness in the day that he sins.
十三，我对义人说，你必定存活。他若依靠他的义而做罪孽，他所行的义都不被纪念，他必因所做的罪孽死亡。
When I say to the righteous that he shall surely live, but he trusts in his own righteousness and commits iniquity, none of his righteous works shall be remembered, but because of the iniquity that he has committed, he shall die.
好，所以这里特别说义人哈。你们的义啊，一定要坚持到最后一刻。
So here it specifically says that the righteous must continue on until the very end.
如果你到生命的最后了，竟然开始行恶了，那啊，对不起啊，你前面的义全部都归空了啦。
If at the end you commit wickedness, then all the righteousness that you did at the beginning will be forgotten.
所以呢，所以对义人说哈，你的义啊，一定要坚持到最后啊一口气啊，你这样的义才会有。得救的希望啊。
And so the righteousness that you do must continue on until your last breath, then will it be remembered.
特别行的、这个义人、啊、不要以为说、哦、哎呀我以前行义哦，我用我以前行的义来弥补现在的恶可以吗？
And do not think that for a righteous person to think that he can use his past righteousness to make up for his current iniquities.
这是不行的。
This is not able to do.
因为神要看的是你现在 所行的是恶还是义啊。
Because God is looking at you right now whether you're committing righteousness or wickedness.
就是在审判的时候，你这是义还是恶。
So at the day of judgment, he will look, are you righteous or are you wicked?
所以你的义啊，如果不坚持到这里，那以前的义都没有用了。
So if your righteousness does not continue until the end, then all your righteousness at the beginning is of no use.
所以今天我们要如何在审判面前站得住脚呢？
So today, if we want to stand before God on the day of His judgment,
就是一定要把我们的义要坚持到底啊。
Then we must have our righteousness continue on until the end.
同样的，如果我们是过去行恶的。
Likewise, if at the beginning we are wicked,
就像我们刚说的第三种人啊，行恶的话，现在赶快悔改，那也许会神怜悯，我们还可能被赦免。
Then if we are wicked in the past, then we must repent now because we might receive mercy from God.
所以呢，这里也是说，行恶的人啊，也赶快悔改吧。
And so here it says that those who are wicked hurry up and repent.
我们看十四节。
Let's turn to verse 14.
我再者，我对恶人说，你必定灭亡。他若转离他的罪，行正直与合理的事。
14. Again, when I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, if he turns from his sin and does what is lawful and right.
15节，还人的当头和所抢夺的，遵行生命的律例，不做罪孽，他必定存活，不至死亡。
If the wicked restores the pledge, give back what he has stolen, and walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die.
16. 他所犯的一切罪必不被纪念，他行了正直与合理的事，必定存活。
None of his sins which he has committed shall be remembered against him, and he has done what is lawful and right. He shall surely live.
所以呢，这也是讲尼尼微人一样啊。
So here it says the same thing about the people of Nineveh.
他们能够悔改。
They are able to repent.
行正直的事情。
They are able to do the right thing.
所以他们就得到赦免了。
So they were able to receive mercy.
所以呢，今天我们说义人呢，一定要坚持到底啊。
So today, if we are righteous, we must continue until the very end.
将来在神面前审判的时候，就能够站得住脚。
And then, when it comes time for God's judgment, we can stand before Him.
所以呢，我们就做到这四种人呐，可以在神面前站得住脚的。
So today, we have looked at these four people who can stand before God.
第一个是谦卑的人。
The first one is those who are humble.
能够顺从神，相信神。
Those who can believe in God and trust, rely on Him.
第二种人是在患难当中能够依靠神的人。
And the second one is those who in their day of troubles rely on the Lord.
第三种人是悔改的人。
And third one are those who repent.
第四种人是坚持义到最后一刻的人。
And the fourth one are those who hold on to their righteousness until the end.
一起唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.